Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sofia Petrovic. Newspaper The Australian has published text messages that suggest the Prime Minister's office knew about rape allegations before they claim to have found out. Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins has said she was sexually assaulted by a male colleague inside Parliament House in 2019. Prime Minister Scott Morrison claims he didn't know about the allegations until Monday, 15th of February. However, the text messages show Ms. Higgins texted someone in the Liberal Party about the incident in April 2019. In the text message, the other employee says he had spoken directly with someone from Mr. Morrison's office and that they were very shocked with how the incident was being handled. If this story raises concerns, sexual assault support is available from 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Foreign leaders are supporting Australia in the fight against Facebook. This is part of negotiating the News Media Bargaining Code. Australia wants Facebook to pay for news content that comes from Australian media companies. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he has spoken to leaders of India, the UK, and Canada.
This is Australia. You want to do business here? You work according to our rules. And that's a reasonable proposition. We're happy to listen to them on the technical issues of this, and they should move quickly past that, come back to the table, and we'll sort it out. So there is a lot of world interest in what Australia is doing, but it's not okay to unfriend Australia because Australia is very friendly. We'd like to remain very friendly, and it's time for them to friend us again.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will have another phone conversation with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg to try and fix the situation.
If anything, Facebook's actions have hardened the government's resolve. Its resolve to bring into law this world-leading mandatory code.
The federal government says Australians can be prepared for COVID-19 vaccination by linking their digital government services, MyGov and Medicare. Recently, research showed the number of Australians who do not want the vaccine has gone up. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will receive the coronavirus vaccine very soon. He says safety checks were done before the vaccine was approved.
We're ready to go. That's the clear message when it comes to rolling out this vaccine. The best medical experts and professionals in the world have both signed off on these vaccines. So you can be confident. Yes, it's a jab, and yes, there's a lot of technology, and yes, there's a lot of science. But what I'm particularly pleased about is the care, the concern that is being demonstrated to Australians as they'll come through this process. I know for many, this may be a very anxious process.
Victoria has recorded 3 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. There are no cases in hotel quarantine. Health Minister Martin Foley says they are all linked to the Holiday Inn outbreak. All 3 infected people have been in quarantine.
The 3 cases are from the same family, 2 parents and a child. 2 members of that family were previous residents of level 3 at the Holiday Inn at Tullamarine Airport and were primary contacts for that particular outbreak.
There are 22 cases linked to this outbreak. COVID-19 viral fragments have been detected in sewage in Melbourne's southeast. People in that area are being encouraged to get tested. You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sofia Petrovic.